it's lit now, but like I want to be able to come in like, I don't know, we need a theme song or some shit.
Yeah.
Or like some sort of opening sound, bro.
360? Like,
all right, but he gonna sing the hook for us. No. Yo, bro. back by popular motherfucking demand. And a little bit of guilt too, man. I ain't gonna lie, I miss y'all. Back by popular demand, man. The all-in-one fucking podcast.
Yo, kills me.
It's been a long time, yo. It's been a long time, yo. Oh, man, we got some familiar faces. We got a couple new faces. You know what I'm saying? We still got old faces too, though. Yeah, we got hella faces. Yeah. We got many faces. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
But like, you know, we out of construction, man. That's all I gotta say. We're gonna introduce the brothers, man. We're gonna introduce the, for those who don't know. Y'all know who I am. IJ, y'all know who he is. TJ, we already know who TJ is. But coming to the stage first. I'm gonna let you introduce yourself, Charlie.
yeah, what's going on, everybody? Another podcast. I'm out here for real. Charles, nice to meet y'all.
Another podcast. This is crazy. Got another one that I don't know about.
None.
It's crazy. Another podcast. Jason, introduce yourself to the people, bro.
Yo. It's your boy Jason on the mic. On the camera, on your screens.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Coming to a screen near you, man.
Yes, sir.
The speedster himself, bro.
Yes, sir. I'm pulling up in this house right about now.
That's tough. Yo, man. That's
we're about five what minutes, and I'm going to get in some light because your boy is what dark.
A lot of mercy. What you about to say, Charles?
What are the rules for this? Like, what can't we do on camera?
Nah, you can do whatever, but like, I don't know.
No, not whatever.
No, listen. You know what you can and can't do. Bro. You know what I'm saying? You know, right now, look.
And the camera not on. You good.
No, the camera's on, but we ain't nobody, bro. Say what you want. Because we little. This is a little channel, bro. Like, we got shit to lose. What, $50?
I mean, you know, I'm like, damn. I gotta cut shit, you know. I gotta blur things out. So I'm like, hold on.
I'm the head of production, but I'm not blurring shit out. So just you know, it's certain lines we ain't gonna cross yet. But yeah, bro, fuck it up. I just go make a new email quick, bro. This shit ain't about nothing.
Oh my god.
I ain't gonna do nothing too crazy. I just wanted to just see if there was some.
That's a good question. I'm not gonna lie. That's a good question. Nobody ever asked that, bro. Nobody ever said, yo, do we have rules?
I'm coming out. it's true, bro. You never know. Because I'm about never to know, sip on that yak. So I wanted to know.
He's about to come and start talking about Transformers. He's about to talk about the new Transformers movie, bro. Instantly, bro. Yeah, bro. Yeah, we got a few minutes. We got a few minutes, man. We got a few minutes here with y'all, right?
Nah, you definitely, man.
You know what I'm saying? But look, bro, as of lately, bro, as y'all know, the podcast has been under some reconstruction, man.
Oh, RJ?
You know what I'm saying? Shit, we had to do surgery, man.
You up there a whole week, man. Go see a brother.
We had to do surgery, man. But now we back out of surgery for the most part. As you see, the title is From the Ashes I Rise. You know what I'm saying?
No.
But what y'all been up to lately, though, for?
As we always.
I think we've been down for about three. No. We've been down. Yeah, the last episode might have been like, I don't want to say it, bro. The last episode crazy long ago, bro.
Yeah, a little bit over 3 months, right?
No, more. No. What month is it now?
Four.
It's more than that, bro. I'm about to pull it right now, bro. It's more than that.
Yeah, I think right. It got me like
it's like five, bro.
Oh, we mean one. Okay, well.
What?
Yeah, five, bro. Yeah, that sounds right.
The last episode I remember was Cat Williams. The title was Unnatural Allegiance to Losers. That was the last one.
Yeah, what a bomb that was, bro.
Right, bro. Like, that was the last episode. So, that shit is crazy. I don't know what to do about that. And we're not finna do y'all like that no more, for real, bro.
No, yeah, we gotta.
Like, we getting it together. Our schedule is all over the place. Life. They playing with the sliders, bro.
Shit, 99. Yeah.
They've been mixing the sliders, bro. Cause should it get good for like a week? That week be busting up.
Mm-hmm.
But everything just cope aesthetic. That's just a week is crazy. I don't even think it'd be a week.
No, it don't.
It might be like 2-3 days. Like,
yeah. For max.
Yeah, like a week could be, I don't fuck around, pass out. A week, everything just go good.
Well,
like,
I mean, something definitely bad by that.
Yeah. I had to fix my camera. I like to hold it.
Look, we take hydration very serious on the All in One podcast.
Yeah, we do.
We take hydration very serious because I can't talk shit and not be hydrated. It's crazy.
We take hydration very serious around here. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something.
Sure do.
Might
drink water.
Very serious around here.
Yeah, okay. Hydration is key, bro. Water, sponsor us, bro. This is it.
Hey, everybody get sponsored by
Polo Free. Sponsored by water, whatever.
Free, Air Park, Wakaina.
What the fuck is the last one?
That's that water from Wawa's. Yeah, you see, I ain't locked in with Wawa.
That's crazy.
That shit
I don't
love Wawa so much. He'll do
right, bro.
Bro, you just like, drinking fancy tap water, bro.
I don't drink plenty bottle Wawa water. Which is something I never thought I would have to say that.
And like you're not
fancy
like
water. Fancy tap water
in a good enough neighborhood where they're like
wait, first of all, no, he don't.
What's going on, guys?
But do y'all got a water preference? Like talk to me, like if you had to live out of a water bottle forever.
Okay, what you like, guys eat?
That's the only water you'll ever have access to again.
Poland Spring.
Yeah, I mean, if that, you pick that for life.
Happy Father's Day, real.
Nah, for real. Happy Father's Day, y'all.
Yeah, happy Father's Day.
Okay. Real, bro. I did, Jay, you tell, bro. Tell them all. You can tell. Crazy.
What's a lot going on.
Yeah. Nah, but yeah, like, so TJ, you said you talking about Poland Spring. If you had to live off, like, that'd be the only water you use is the spring?
Yeah.
That's a bit.
That's an app. That's tough.
Nah, you gotta have some water in the glass. So honestly,
nah, water in the glass hit different though.
Yo, listen,
I don't know what it is about. Maybe it's the sound, bro.
I retract that. The water fountain joints. Like we put the big, you put the big jug on top of the machine. That's the best water.
Controversial statement. Them shits don't do nothing.
That's the best water, bro.
Wait, another controversial statement.
I think that's great too, though. Well, the ones I usually drink out of is Poland Spring.
Yeah, that is from
that's just hooked up to a tap.
Sounds like tap water. Word. That's there, that's sounds that's like you just food. Love.
All right, Jay, which one you want to? Jay, which one you want to live on, bro? Because now you fucking my vision up.
Me, I don't think I know which one I'm talking about.
Jay, you muted, so I'm gonna add this to the stage and kick this one out. So put your phone away.
Yeah,
you good? You good?
I'm on the app now, so we lit.
That's a bet. It's a bet. And he got snacks.
Oh, I ain't done with the app. I gotta get like you.
Nah, you don't. You just gotta focus upon this water. More importantly, right?
More turbulence. We'll be back.
If I had to go with one water forever, you know, so the poor part of my brain make me want to say Fiji, but Fiji don't taste all that good. It's just like
you can't drink that, bro. They got a recall. Man.
Fiji was the real first water finesser. They were the first ones to start putting the same water in square bottles and say, here, bro, $2.50. That shit was like a status symbol for a little while.
They used to get lake water and just put them shit.
Yeah, that's all it is. Volcano water, allegedly. Like that shit. Look, bro, all them waters come out of somebody's sink. Like, it's nobody standing on the edge of a cliff with your bottle just waiting for it. No, it's not happening, bro. So, it's coming out of a sink somewhere. If you want your shit to come out of a sink 1,000 miles away, cool. But it's sink water for somebody. The same water that we get in bottles, somebody else is filtering in their house. It's just sink water.
Not for real. It's true. Them bottled water.
Once they put it in that plastic, it make us think that shit is like something important.
Nah, because water tastes different.
It do, but I think it's more based on the environment it comes from.
Yeah, exactly.
All water is naturally occurring. So if your water ran over a bunch of radiators, it's going to taste a little metally. If I'm drinking rainforest water, it's going to taste like snakes. I don't know. It's like whatever the fuck living in rainforest, whatever happens there, like that's what gives water the taste. Except Dasani, that shit not water. Water. I don't know why it's thick. It's thicker than regular water, bro. Like you get some Dasani and pour that shit. That shit like this shit don't look like water. That shit like it's CGI, bro. It's just wet CGI, bro.
Yeah, nah, I can't give a Dasani neither, bro. It's something going on with that company. Damn, bro, but shoot, you know it's crazy. They all work together. To be honest.
Yeah, bro. They all own by like three companies and shit.
Real time, three companies.
They fun sell fact. Us. Yeah, Jay, what you said?
I said, fun fact. Apparently, you don't absorb all of the water that you intake, so you're supposed to drink water with like some pink Himalayan salt.
Yeah, like because like the salt helps your body like retain water and shit.
Mm-hmm. Like, start putting salt in y'all. Don't OD. Put a pinch of water. Put a pinch of salt in your water.
Put a pinch of water in your salt.
Put a pinch of water in your salt. Do that.
No, like, for real, like, all right, wait. I never answered the question, but I use a filter. The filter works fine. They say it works. I don't know, but my water tastes good. I'll keep my pitcher clean. It's easy peasy. Last water related thing. What you say, T?
I said filters preferred, definitely.
Yeah, like you save money, all you gotta do is buy them little screwing things. That shit is easy. All right, but last water related topic, right? Is water wet?
Oh my god.
Cause like now look, I'm back on camera, my shit firing at a high rate. This shit coming in.
Of course it is.
Oh shit. Yeah. This is first and last day, right?
Please don't do this to this. You just can't don't do this right now.
Of course crazy, it
bro.
Is,
bro. Don't come up here lying, bro. We don't do misinformation, bro.
What?
And for the record, bro, none of us is that smart, bro. Like we smart as hell, but don't take nothing you hear up here for gospel.
So you telling me water ain't never mind. Yeah, like you
No. Ain't no backing down. Ain't no backing down. You got
I got another question. What is the term? Like, what do y'all think the word "wet" means?
Let's look it up.
This, or y'all want to take this? Because I can do this fast. Okay, wet by definition is like something that came in contact with water.
Okay,
like water. Water doesn't come in contact with water. Water is just water.
Water is wet. That's just
no. Listen, no. Wet is just a symptom of coming in contact with water.
On Webster, it say consisting of, though.
Consisting of water.
Consisting of containing covered with liquid such as water. So if it...
Okay, if so... But water can't be covered in water. Water is just water.
Yeah, water is consisting of water.
So it's wet.
It's not wet, bro. Covered or saturated with water or another liquid. Cause okay, now you what you said? Who you looked it up with? I'm on Oxford. I don't know. This might be the same people for real. But listen, covered or saturated with water or another liquid.
But y'all on the wrong website, bro.
Wait, this don't ever gotta be water because anything liquid could fit in that position. Is soda wet? No. If somebody pours soda on you, you'll be wet because you came in contact with the liquid. Covered in or saturated by?
Wait, you said you're on Oxford, right?
Yeah, I just looked. I Googled wet definition.
Y'all on the wrong
website. So then what's wet?
Y'all on the wrong website,
wet,
bro.
Which search it up on?
I just typed in wet definition.
You got to get Urban Dictionary.
Wait,
y'all gotta go to Urban Dictionary, bro.
No, bro, I'm not going there, Jay. Covered or saturated with water or another liquid, bro. Yeah, I don't think water is wet. Water is just water. If you come in contact with water, the symptom is that you're wet.
All right. Consistent of moisture.
So,
bro.
Water isn't wet.
Water is not wet, bro. Water isn't wet, bro. Sorry to tell y'all, bro.
Water is just a body of fluid.
Wet.
Well, y'all see this? Wet, okay?
Wet is the adjective. Yeah. Wet is the adjective. It describes something.
Yeah. It's describing that your stupid ass came in contact with water. that's what it's describing, bro. Like, it's just, I don't know, bro. It's a lot right there. But yeah, bro. I don't know how we got on water after this, but fuck all that. We about to get back to it, bro. Last night,
turned water into a 14-minute conversation. That was amazing.
You know what I'm saying? This shit free content for it, bro. So what y'all been up to the last 5 months, bro? Because I told you, they've been fucking with the sliders, man. Shit, it'd been hard to get, you know, the guys back in front of this camera, but I'm glad we in this bitch tonight, though. So even if it's just for a little while, because, you know, break the ice, man. We get some chemistry moving. And it seemed like we ain't going first or nothing, bro. It's not a going first, second thing, bro. All
right.
We're going to start quick. Y'all seen that fight last night? Yeah, I know we all seen it. Talk about folks creating one of the best boxing pitches ever, knocking somebody out and then flying off the top rope. Yeah, bro. That shit, with Chrome Hearts boxing shorts on?
Yeah, nah. Tank did his thing last night. I'm not even gonna hold you. Don't get me wrong. I gotta give props to Frank, bro. He came out with some tactics, bro.
He fought, bro. He fought for real, bro. He fought, bro. Like,
hey, man. He been in them stages. Tank been in them stages more than
that. Championship one, DNA starts showing, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Every time bro got hit, he starts curling up like ah. Or even if not hit, he tank through some what? He ball right up. He go all on defense after that, bro.
He's scared. That nigga was scared.
I bet you he is, bro. But the wind was coming off them punches, bro.
No, yeah, bro.
I feel as though too. He overpunched himself way before them. You know what I'm saying?
Way early.
After the sixth round, that's like the championship round from 6 all the way to 12. Yeah. You know, championship round. So
that first round, he did throw a lot of jabs, bro. Yeah, he overpunched at that miss too. Like,
yeah, he
repeat though. The whole night, he was like this. He was like, I'm just going to wait. He was just taking hella punches, bro.
Patient.
Wait until he got tired, winded him out by that fifth round. Yeah, that shit was different.
Y'all seen the press conference?
It was scary. I looked at some of the stuff he was saying. I know he talked about Ryan Garcia saying he'd kick his ass again.
Bro, I don't know what's wrong with that man, bro. He need to stop. He need to move up a weight class and just get his boxing back.
Yo, Ryan Garcia and Caleb Plant, they almost got into a scrap.
Yeah, they was in the audience,
word.
Right?
I'm like, what? I would like to see that. Caleb Plant versus Ryan Garcia. I'd like to see that. That'd be a little moneymaker.
I ain't gonna lie, I only want to see one real fight. And then I'll be happy with Watson. I ain't really got it with me. And that's Shakur and Tate. I just want to see that happen.
That'd be real good.
Don't either Shakur gotta go up or Tank gotta go down.
Nah, they both fight at 135.
Oh yeah.
They're gonna
beat up everybody around them before they even risk letting their record get tarnished. Just like Floyd set the standard so crazy that all young fighters just want to stay undefeated.
You got the
like that's just kind of the thing now. Don't nobody want to lose a fight.
Well, how many take? What's
29-0?
30-0 now.
Okay, I thought it was 28 last night, but yeah, 30-0.
He got 28 knockouts.
Mayweather was, I think Mayweather was like 52-0.
I mean, I feel like the last two fights, Mayweather that had didn't really count. They were exhibition match.
Yeah, also. But like I said, these fighters they already knowing that they're gonna choose who they know they can pulverize, bro. Like especially like when you're working with an undefeated record and you a big name in your space. Mm-hmm. Like Tank don't want to lose no fight. Why do you think he played defense the whole first three rounds and just let bro tie himself out, scare him a few times? Mm-hmm. And Tank was getting hit, his right side was swelling up.
Yeah, bro.
Like, bro was throwing hands, bro. Like, he was landing some shit, bro.
I was like,
I feel as though Tank, he be knowing exactly what opponent he could really just get on him real quick, or he know he got to wait it out and strategize him.
Yeah. Because bro was like kind of more muscular than Tank for real. So he was
bro, he's smart, man. Tank, he was under Mayweather for a little bit, and that shit gave him the mindset that he needed. Now he a problem.
Shakur, yo, if they fight in Newark, bro, that'll be wild.
That's going to be a Newark blockbuster. Yeah. That shit going to shut the whole hood down. Shut the city down. Oh, my God.
Niggas had to go to that, bro.
Nah, back to it, though. We can't miss that one.
Nah, that's
we take some hella bread, bro.
Right, we go to the bottom just the day they fucking call, the day they say them shit's going on sale.
Right. Bro.
Same thing. Go buy
tickets. Gonna be a fucking pocket changer.
Got the pre-order.
I'll go 500 a ticket. Easy.
Right. Easy. Hey, you want to nosebleed that
bro, so look, people, spread the word, bro. Spread the word. Because we need to go to them fights, bro. We need to go to these fights, bro. So y'all got to start running this shit up. We going to run it up too, though. You know what I'm saying? Don't hold us, bro.
Right.
All
right. Let's since we talk about sports.
Well, what you want to say?
No.
I don't want to talk about the booty motherfucker. One of the first times I'm not excited to watch this shit.
How about this? Can we talk about just that last game? That game four?
Because now I want to talk about the whole series. Because I'm
they cheating. Something not right, though.
Bro, it ain't right, bro. They could have swept them, bro.
They were supposed to sweep them niggas, in my opinion. Listen,
the script writers is not letting that shit happen, bro.
Nah, you right. You said
they got to run up viewers, bro. And if it's over in four games, they leave a hell of money on the table, bro. Adams, hypothetically, bro, because I don't want to get no cease and desist from the NBA. Adam Silver hopped on the phone, was like, "Yo, calm the fuck down, calm the fuck down, bro." Like, no, bro, I don't want nothing less than a game five. You're lucky I'm not telling you to go to six.
Real talk,
they're gonna leave a third of the money on the table, Bob. This shit keep being over in four games. That's too much money.
You know what I think they fucked up at? Letting them get that comfortable with shooting like that, bro. I ain't gonna lie. It was the bitch was looking real demonic, bro.
I can't really like say because I feel as though the crowd was really controlling Kyrie on top of the players. Like them first two games, them boos, I feel as though it was really getting to his head. And then the defense, just them first two games from Boston was just unbelievable. I'm not even gonna hold you. I don't know. The third game was a better game for Mavericks, but I don't know what happened on that game four. I didn't even see Boston.
Game four, Boston didn't even show up, bro.
I swear they did not show up. I don't know. They put in some new.
Yeah, bro. You lock up Kyrie for two games and see how tired you is by game four.
I would think niggas want to get it over with. Go out with a bang.
Bro, long story short, bro, like the Mavericks don't belong here, bro.
Why not?
They work to get here. They work to get here.
Listen, bro, you know what I see the Mavericks being a case of? The Miami Heat. A team that was always not supposed to be here, bro. But through some good basketball and some shitty fucking play from some of the stars out there, they stumbled into a good position. They're not beating. They was never going to beat Boston.
Oh, my God. When
we was all in the Discord talking with Fear and them, bro, everything I said is happening, bro. Like, the only way they're going to win is if Kyrie and Luka have a big game and they role play and show up. Bro, Boston is loaded, bro. And Porzingis got a... Yo, Porzingis tied his meniscus, in a knot, and he's still out there on the court shooting around, bro. Like, bro, this shit is over with, bro.
Yeah.
Like, damn time to rest, too.
Listen, you Porzingis, right? This may be your only chance to win a championship. You may have a money in your career. You going out there with that shit fucked tangled up, ain't you?
Come from the Knicks, too.
You had it. Bro, you going out there, bro.
Then you go to Dallas, too?
Yeah, he in Dallas. That's what we're talking about. He in Dallas now. And like, he low key won Boston game two, bro. What was that game one? No, that was game one.
He won Boston game one, bro.
He came out and we all slept because I had him for under 15. He blew the doors off that motherfucker, bro. He was shooting from 30, bro.
Yeah, bro.
He was shooting from 30. If you even get half of that back, you talking about 10 rebounds and like 7 rebounds and 10 points. Dallas is cooked, bro. Even they big men together not putting up 15.
They putting up, oh my god, I don't know. They was looking real comfortable, bro. I just wouldn't give a team like that like hope. I wouldn't give them a win at all.
Who would you say the third option on this team is? For the Mavericks.
To be honest, them niggas not
they pick not a person.
Tim Hardaway.
You're not gonna there, there is no third option, bro. No.
I think Lively is a
no.
You can't say
it's Luka, Kyrie, and all average role players, bro.
Yeah, definitely.
They not good. They not bad. They're just average role players, bro. Who's the third option on Boston? Somehow the question got even harder, right?
They got a lot of people stepping up.
Wait, so Drew Holiday third option? Shit.
Drew Holiday.
Porzingis?
Al Horford, maybe. Like,
these niggas got options, bro.
They do. They got mad options, bro.
Options, bro.
They look like a super team stack to
But they don't feel like a super team, right? They don't feel like they cheated their way here. It feel like
they got a little slap on the wrist like that, bro.
They took
really good players, bro.
They took the stuff that nobody wanted, bro.
Yeah.
They took took Porzingis after the injury, after Dallas ain't one of them more. You know what I'm saying? They was willing to trade for the Holiday in Boston and in Milwaukee. We'll take them.
Yeah,
it wasn't like they ain't go out and try to. They traded defensive player for defensive player. Like they had a 3-team trade, I think. This feel kind of organic.
Mm-hmm.
But like, why don't we want them to win then?
Who?
I don't want Celtics to win another win.
I don't want them to win. But like in my head, they're gonna win. But it's just common sense. But I don't know why I don't want them to win. Like, why do I hate them?
I don't know.
Because they dominate.
A lot of people want
Luka and Kyrie to win.
I wanted Luka and Kyrie to win. But like I said, I knew from the start, this team ain't belong there.
At least they got one.
Yeah, bro. The...
Yo, if they fuck around and pull this off and win this one, bro, you know they fucked, right? If
they pull it off, I'll start watching basketball.
Oh, bro.
This is not real, bro.
It gotta be real.
It's gonna start to look like the WWE.
Oh,
and bro, and don't forget, this shit is all entertainment, bro.
You would
be surprised to like. I watched this interview one day, and it was like, bro, you know who we playing, bro? And I forget who he was even talking about. He was like, bro, we're not winning this, bro. So go out there, get your little 10 points, bro, and get ready to get benched. And bro, it was a starting player got benched for the rest of the game. Just like, bro, if this game don't count, bro, damn, hold it, bro. This shit all entertainment, bro. Don't sleep. Don't gamble either. Shit is rough in these NBA parlay streets, bro.
The NBA parlays is wild.
Fucking. Drew Holiday turned out to be prom LeBron in game 2. I don't know what happened with that.
And then go back to his normal. Go
back to regular self. Game 3. Little 9 points ass nigga, man.
9 out of 10.
Just like, bro. I took that motherfucker for 11. I'm like, yeah, you could do 11 after. Nope.
All
right, right now. So look, if it's over next game, who y'all got for the finals MVP?
Brown.
No, fuck that. If it was over right now. Who would y'all have for the MVP?
Brown.
I still had to take Tatum, though.
I still had to take Tatum.
Brown had one big game, and that was, what, game 1?
Yeah, he really big.
I think Tatum still had a double-double, right?
Tatum still – he didn't score. He only had 18 because he missed a lot, but he still had 10 points, still had 10 he still had 10 assists, 10 rebounds. He was playing defense. Like, he helped the other ways, and then the next game, they both had 30 the next game. So as of right now, that shit could low-key go either way.
It might be
one of them games he had a triple double. Next game, I think he had a double double.
Yeah,
like you said, he is helping out in other ways. Tatum.
And he kind of had what? I think he had 30 last game, right?
Yeah, but so, he did Brown also had 30. Brown had 30 game four. No, yo, game three, I think. Brown had 30 because he went off for like 18 points in the fourth quarter. Yeah, bro, I remember that shit. He tweaked in the fourth quarter. So, yeah, bro, I really don't know. What if Luka somehow still went in? Because then you know, like, a losing player can win it, right?
Yeah.
You know.
If Luka...
he's been outside of the two bad games Kyrie had, he's been the reason, majority, that they've been in the position they've been in.
100%.
He's been playing weird. Like, he getting off still because, like, we expect him to do that. But as far as, like, pulling the team together and making everybody play to the best of their ability, he ain't really been there.
But you know what it is, though? The offense is moving differently. Like, remember against Minnesota, they was running a hell of pick and rolls, getting the switches that he wanted?
Yeah.
Boston's so good, he don't even want to run a pick and roll because you're going to run into another lockdown defender.
Right.
Like, that shit demonic. And so they running all ISOs. Your eyes itchy as hell, boy.
I would say everybody playing decent outside of PJ. Like, over this whole stretch of the finals, PJ been ass. Weird.
Dude. Yeah, PJ took about like, PJ watched him ass.
Yeah.
Same. Because he could really do something, though, if he wanted to, but he just can't do nothing.
Only against the Thunder. That's it. You're only good against the OKC.
Because they're some young guys. Mm-hmm. Some young buds.
Yeah, bro.
All right, though, game five tomorrow night.
Let's get it over with now. Watch the massacre.
I wish you could have went to game seven. Now basketball finna be gone for a little minute.
All right. If they win this one, I'm thinking still going to game seven.
It's cool. NFL be right around the corner.
They're not finna win this one, though.
If they win this one, it's going to game seven. Because, look, they're going back home after that.
Bro, they're not winning this.
The
you
next
saw how
game,
they played in Boston?
The next game is in Boston?
One. Yes. It'll go back and forth.
Yeah, I'm about to say. So, yeah.
It's 2-2. Boston get 2, Dallas get 2. Boston 1, Dallas 1, Boston 1.
Yeah, so.
So if it go to 7, it will be at Boston.
Yeah, so that's cool.
That's the bottom.
They not getting past this game 5.
I know. I was just saying, if the script writers just, like, literally type that shit in immediately.
If that shit happened, bro.
You see how much they blew them out, though?
Bro, they took the starters out by the third quarter. Kyrie was still in third quarter. I saw that. Mavericks took their starters out like damn near in the fourth, bro. At the end of the day, it's over.
It's over.
Not over.
It is, though.
It is, but it's not over.
Y'all niggas got so much high hope. It's done.
But y'all remember when y'all said the Mavs wasn't going to do shit? I just want to say.
I never said they wasn't going to do shit.
What Kyrie say? At least we got one.
he dirt for saying that, bro.
He said that?
Oh, my God. Yeah, your leader said that.
He ain't said no shit like that.
That's nasty, yo.
Bro, yes, he did.
He ain't said no shit like that. That's how I know
it's over. He said we're going back to Boston. We'll see what we can do about that. It's a wrap, bro.
You need to.
You know what, Tommy? Them boos is haunting his ass. Them boos been haunting his ass.
Nah.
ever since he stepped on that logo.
Real talk.
Son, he 0-13 since he stepped on that logo. And like this, he blew his own shit. He was in there spreading sage, all kind of shit, nigga. They stood them demons is crossing that sage right on up. We on you.
Right.
It's wild, man. This is a wild NBA postseason. I'm not gonna lie, a lot of ups and downs. But Dallas, have fun with your championship, bro. So maybe you don't even want to watch it. Bro. In other news, y'all excited about the Call of Duty?
Nope. I take it back. I'm having mixed
feelings. Wait.
I got mixed feelings about it, bro. I got deep mixed feelings about it.
Wait, what?
Huh? With the new Call of Duty? With the new Black Ops that's coming out.
Okay, Black Ops. Okay.
Yeah, bro. I didn't really fuck with that Cold War and that Vanguard and that little sneak shit they tried to do back then.
I don't think Vanguard was made by the same people, was it?
I don't know. I feel as though they cheated in a way. All that shit was weak to me. And if they so-called, if they're going to bring the way shit how it used to be, we'll see how they do it. That's all I'm saying. I will just see how that shit goes.
Yeah.
They just going to do old maps again.
Man. I didn't like Call of Duty Miami and Cuba.
Because
That's all fucking Cold War was.
Yeah, I ain't fuck with that shit. They just wanted to get quick buck. Sure they did.
What the fuck is the shooting movement look beautiful, bro.
Yeah, the movement. Like, no, because they give you a new shiny thing to be like, look, we got something.
Exactly where I seen that.
Because now I can be on some Matrix shit and just, like, dolphin dive backwards and shoot you and shit.
But it's Treyarch. Most of all of our memorable moments on a car came from Treyarch, man. Like, outside of the Black Ops series, what other COD had memorable moments like that?
All right, look, right. I got a question.
Ghost is okay.
Nah, chill out, because Ghost is one of my favorite, but I don't say that shit out loud.
Yeah, nah, I fuck with Ghost too. It's in my top five.
Do y'all think y'all had more fun on Warzone or like the Warzone line of games like Modern Warfare or Blackouts?
Blackout. I'm a huge Blackout fan.
No, I said Black Ops, not Blackout specifically. But if that's fine, it's the same thing.
But that's Warzone, TJ. That's
like if you had to get rid of one, like get rid of the Modern Warfare, so that mean it would be no Warzone, or you get rid of the Black Ops. Would that mean it'll be no zombies and all that shit?
I'm not gonna lie, I put so much hours into Black Ops 3 and then Infinity War. War That War, them shits used to be lovely, like real.
Yeah, War That War was actually amazing.
Honestly, I don't think Black Ops even comes close to the highs that I've gotten from
World. I know, because that's true, and
it's not about the game itself. It's about the feeling that shit give you, bro. Yeah, a Warzone dub give you a actual rush, bro.
Yeah.
No amount of multiplayer maps giving me that. Yeah, I don't give a fuck if I drop 60. I drop a Warzone win with 2 kills. I'd be feeling like, nigga, I'm fucking Rambo. Like,
yeah,
look, Charles, what you doing, bro? Charles, what you doing, bro?
I'm just thinking, like, I don't know. I got a lot of memorable moments from Black Ops, but
I believe it, bro.
Like, bro, my first Battle Royale Call of Duty experience came from Black Ops. Black Ops had the original Rebirth, the original fucking Warzone. That shit.
It wasn't Rebirth though; that was just Alcatraz.
Yeah, but if you look at it now, the Rebirth map is Alcatraz.
I know, but like, was it? All right.
You respawn if you die. It set you on a timer, and then you come back.
Wait, which Black Ops is this?
That is 4.
Yeah, I gotta play 4 again. I don't think I really remember 4 that
much. Yeah, 4 was definitely that one.
No, it wasn't better than 3.
Not at all.
Yeah.
3 was 5. 3, 2, and 1.
Those was the top 2. They all got worse after 3, but now 4 wasn't horrible. It just wasn't 3.
Yeah, 3 set a different type of standard for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I fuck around. Download that shit for real, bro.
Yes, y'all should. Y'all should.
But I
still got it.
If Treyarch would have got... If Treyarch would have got Call of Duty in the cycle where Infinity War had it, so they could actually build on, because what Infinity War did, they built off of Blackout and Alcatraz to make Warzone. I feel like if it was reversed, the battle reality on Call of Duty would be way different.
No, I give you that, because it was like a stepping stone for them when they made Blackout. Like, that shit was all right, now let's go. And then Modern Warfare was like, fuck that. Let's make this number one hit real quick. And niggas love that shit.
Because when I'm looking at Infinity War, man. Infinity War was pretty alright. Man, this shit was all ass, though. I don't care what y'all say right now. This shit was all ass.
For me, Treyarch dropped the games where they innovate and like advance the gameplay, even if it's just a little bit. Like Modern Warfare come and give you that nostalgia, that original Call of Duty feel, and then Treyarch with Black Ops, they come and give you that more arcadey but next level, like, this is the next thing that you could do type shit.
Yeah.
Like they got the best jetpack system when jetpacking was a thing. They innovated with zombies. It wasn't the zombies before they did it. And they started the whole Battle Royale Call of Duty experience.
Which one was the one with the loot boxes?
Black Ops 4.
No, get it off my list. I hated it. I just remembered that. I hated that shit.
Yeah, the microtransaction.
I hated that shit, bro. Get that shit off my list. Real quick. I need an S tier from all of y'all. You get three. You get three choices. That could be the best three Call of Duties ever to you.
Come on, Deja, you're first. I'll go. I'm going War at War, Black Ops 3. And Modern Warfare 1.
Which Modern Warfare 1?
The second one, 2019.
Yeah. Simple as that.
That shit was beautiful. Was good, that was man. Beautiful.
The one on the Xbox was fire.
Nah, the Call of Duty I first started on was Black Ops 1. Black Ops 1. That's the first time I started playing Call of Duty.
I feel that.
So
what's your top three?
I mean, I gotta go Black Ops 1, Black Ops 3, and 2019 Modern Warfare.
Got to.
Damn.
That brought us together.
Listen, let me ask you a quick question. Because I'm letting TJ come because Deja got the same list. I can change our world, the world that war for Call of Duty Ghosts. Ghosts ain't the best game, but that was always my shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I never played Ghosts.
Ghost was crazy. You never played Ghost? Nah, Ghost was crazy.
I played it a little bit at your house back in the day, but nah, bro, I didn't replay that
show. Hey, TJ, get ahead and do yours, because I want to ask you a question.
Black Ops 1, Black Ops 2, and Black Ops 3.
The killer game was crazy.
That's an average Android answer. I'm not mad at that.
That was his real
Number three is Todd with like with Modern Warfare 2019 though. Like Ram said,
I had 2019, but like I just didn't want it to be the same as y'all.
I want to ask y'all a question, right? Is Modern Warfare 2019 the best Call of Duty of all time?
Yeah. No.
Let's see what they do with Black Ops 6.
No. What are we talking about right now, bro?
Yes, bro. Come on.
I think it is, bro.
It is.
Because of Warzone.
But so that's what? That's that. So that's the bridge that bridged us from what we knew to the future, bro.
Right.
That shit ass, though.
That bond of fucking all son, playing like, together, bro.
That's why. Listen. Like, that's why we in Modern Warfare 3 playing maps that they gave us in Modern Warfare 1.
Right, bro.
That shit is crazy, bro. Like,
they didn't give a fuck, bro. They gave us the same game again, but they put Warzone in it. They were like, here you go.
Because we bullying them, that's why. We think how much death threats they probably getting in the fucking
game. Wait, they bullying them? They bullying us. They giving us the same game every year for like $75, bro.
I mean, I feel like that you know
shit like 2K, bro. That shit annual release, bro. Yeah,
but I feel as though it's the people too, like the people itself. We are just like on some shit, like we just want what we want, and it's sad that it's the same shit. I feel as though we should get something new, but at least another map, you know, something creative. I feel as though they're not even trying no more. They just like fuck it.
Like, we should get a whole new mechanic. Black Ops 3 is gonna be a whole different, so.
Yeah, I think that movement mechanic is going. It's going to make some people really good, and it's going to push some of us just further back down.
Yeah, but y'all niggas better get y'all thumbs ready.
I'm gonna have to get thumb implants to do all this shit, bro. Cybernetic thumbs. Niggas running sideways and shit. The nigga swung his body to the side.
No, for real, he did.
That shit look crazy, bro. Like. I got a feeling this is gonna be one of the Call of Duty's that really have me like, you know what? Yeah, I think I had my fun.
I'm done.
Like for real, bro.
Wait, is it gonna have Warzone?
I don't think because Warzone don't drop with Blackout.
It's gonna have a battle royale
like Blackout.
It might have something like Blackout then, but it ain't gonna have a Warzone. Warzone is Warzone.
Nah, it'll be
a Warzone. Bro, it's not a Warzone, bro.
It's gonna be like a PUBG.
It's gonna be Blackout 2.
Cause it's not. They're not gonna create a separate engine from Warzone. They're just gonna switch it to whatever Infinity War was using.
Why we ain't heard about it then? We know everything about these motherfucking games, bro. It's leaks every day. Why we ain't heard about this shit? Niggas can't even wrap their mind around the fact that it'll drop without a battle royale. What was the last game that dropped that was like that? And people was like, it don't got a battle royale? Like, what? Bro, that's not...
That's not going to drop without one.
Bro, drop without one, bro. Battle royale is not a package deal with first-person shooters.
It is now, though.
No, it's not, life.
Battle royale is life.
What I'm saying is they established a while ago with Modern Warfare that Warzone is going to run separate from the Call of Duty games as far as like what multiplayer and the campaign is going to come on. So with the team switching, is Warzone is just going to be converted into that world, like that whole universe with the team that's developing it.
Okay. Warzone is owned by Activision.
Yeah.
So Treyarch is going to make their own version of Warzone, basically.
And then
Activision owns Treyarch and Infinity War. Treyarch and Infinity War are like the game developing company, and Activision just own them.
Activision is just a piece of paper that say, "Yo, this is mine."
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that, okay? I would not like a Black Opsy Warzone.
Yeah,
no. I would.
I would not. I think it'll feel weird, and it'll look weird. You know how games have a certain look? Like, Modern Warfare has a look. It looks Modern Warfare-y. Mega realistic. It looks mega realistic. Like, Black Ops kind of got like a vaguely futuristic at times kind of like out there look to it, which is fine. Like, I remember we used to be jetpacking around trees in Black Ops, bro.
Yeah,
running
along the walls and shit.
Yeah, bro. Like, Black Ops it plays like a different game, bro. So,
yeah, like, Black Ops is like a futuristic.
Just keep both. That's all I'm gonna say because I haven't heard nothing about it, so I don't think it's true. It's gonna break Call of Duty fans' hearts to have a Call of Duty that don't drop without a BR.
Yeah,
like. We spoiled as hell thinking every game gotta have a BR. Mm-hmm. This is gonna be a multiplayer shootout, bro. And niggas is not gonna play it.
Maybe the zombies.
Yeah, hopefully, but
no. Nah, I think we about to get our bones back too, Joe.
We already got zombies over
shut
here.
Shut up! You don't care about that.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't. Shit, y'all just be saying shit.
That shit. Feed the dragons.
Yeah, look, they don't even know. That's why they sitting here like, what? I don't know
what y'all talking about.
Yo, listen, get back off street. Get back off street and we get busy. I carry y'all.
I never liked zombies that much, bro. Sorry.
Now you played with us before.
I have played it. I just never liked it.
Don't worry, when you start doing the Easter eggs and shit, you gonna be like, why shit?
I don't even like eggs that much, bro.
I'm
with
my lightning, bro.
I play Warzone now, bro. Multiplayer if I'm bored. That's it, bro. I don't got room for all that shit in my life, bro. Multiplayer on level guns, you know what I'm saying? Level shit up, and Warzone is where you exercise the muscles at.
Facts.
It's all right. Y'all just saying this now. Y'all gonna like
Nah. I'm a ranked player now, bro. I don't do none of that shit no more.
Oh my god! I'm like ranked. I like that.
Ranked.
Hell yeah, he is ranked. Hell yeah.
Damn, I took a week off and this what happened.
Hell yeah, you took too many days off. Yeah, we outside. We really be shooting shit. Yo, since we on here, I want to see us. Come see us. Yo, my name Jabs. My name been Jabs for the longest. Hold on. JABBSSZ. Come see me, yo. I'm gonna really shoot you on your face, real easy, real simple, nothing crazy. That's just for the people out there.
Yo, we're not getting a new war zone, TJ.
Huh?
We're not getting a new war zone.
Told you, bro.
What are you talking about? We not getting?
It's over. As we cook, they're gonna implement a Modern Warfare 3 into that. So it'll just be like another fucking slot, basically.
Yeah, it's gonna be the same game. Like,
yeah.
We playing up. This is our Modern Warfare.
What are you talking about?
You know how like Cold War was like on the side of the fucking like.
I knew that was gonna happen.
Like it's gonna be in the same. It's gonna have a section in the menu, but it ain't gonna have nothing to do with Warzone.
Yeah. That's why they already talking about it. Exactly.
So we're gonna have.
That's what I said earlier. Warzone is its own separate thing. They announced that in 2019.
Yeah, but like, is Blackout coming back? Did anybody know about that?
No, it's not.
So yeah, it's not gonna have a BR. It's gonna be a multiplayer game, and guess what? It's gonna be dirt. I'm gonna have to buy it to level up guns, and no, I shouldn't even have to do that, right?
But that's the thing. Conventionally, every Call of Duty is gonna drop with a BR because Warzone is its own thing.
Bro, they just dropped. What's the name? The last. What last two didn't have a Warzone?
What?
Fucking Vanguard and Cold War. They dropped two.
They did no, because they had Caldera or something like that. What's
no, they had nothing to do with either one of them shits.
Yes, it did. That was the map for.
They just changed the name, but the IP of Warzone was still considered. That was the VR. All right,
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty got niggas in the shambles.
So niggas be asked for it, bro. Like niggas be thinking they better than they are.
Niggas be dirt.
They play one game and just be like, yo, but you booty, you pussy. Like I be like, bro, these motherfuckers be so ass, bro. Like,
they sure do.
You really can't make this shit up, bro. Like,
nah, you cannot.
I'll be the first one to tell you I'm ass, but like, I shoot people, bro.
Facts.
Nah,
you
I'm
nice, dirt. Bro. We all nice. We nice. Don't let that confuse y'all. We actually nice. They just telling y'all we dirt.
No,
I'm gonna tell y'all the truth.
Me.
We nice. Dirt.
Niggas in here is high. Niggas is average.
Average.
Yes, so I want to mix it up. We average. But like, we high average, though. We ain't like dirt. Nobody asking.
We nice.
We going to host some open runs with the public. See how nice we are.
every time I
be in game chat and I see like niggas will kill me. What'd you say, Deja?
I'm not doing shit, Jack. I'm done with that. I can have that. You know what I'm gonna do? I just run my motherfucking stat sheet up and let them judge about the stats. I'm not performing in front of them. Mm-mm.
Yeah, bro. Nah. Motherfuckers out here on the internet be real, bro. You know what I'm we don't even see them because we're not in the lobbies that they be in.
I'm not worried about none of that.
I know you're not, but if they was to drop you in a lobby with everybody got an average of 2.5, 3 KD.
Right.
You know, it gotta be 2.5. It gotta be a 1.5.
Ninja will fucking stone
mountain. It'll feel noticeably when I play with all of y'all, I'll be like, I do not belong here, bro. I can feel I'm getting melted, bro.
Bro,
I promise you.
I'm sorry it is, but story time. You know, this was the time I thought I was nice. Me and Rel just chilling. We started playing with. Tough ass white boy.
What the fuck was his name? Hellcat.
Smoked us, son, bro.
We was 2-on-1, bro.
The nigga, he was playing. Son,
we could not kill this motherfucker, bro.
He's demonic, bro. So I just want to let you know we gonna get real humble.
I still follow him to this day. I mean, let me see what this nigga do. Did he ever do something with his life, bro?
Yeah, he nice like that.
Right, he was nice, bro.
How come I ain't been here this story?
Nah, but I was like, you was at, I was in my feet too. Like, I was getting dubs every day.
Damn, I would've.
You was in Djibwa. I don't even know how to pronounce that shit for real. No disrespect.
That shit sound like a better name than what it was.
Yeah, bro. Folks was nice, though. He was like, bro, we was in a small man. He was working us, bro. I'm like, damn, bro.
Yeah, we was in Nuketown.
We shouldn't have came in Nuketown and what? Man, he was mixing us. I'm like, bro, this shit crazy, bro.
Nah, bro, I just want to try out this new gun soldier.
I promise you, bro.
He did not ask. He was like, nah, I'm going to just stop fucking with y'all, bro. Y'all got it.
I was just, damn.
He was young?
He was probably average, man. He might have been 19 to 20. He wasn't that old. He wasn't old. He was that shit was real. That shit had me thinking, damn, bro.
He definitely got me better, though.
I think I'm so good at this, bro.
Yeah, for real.
Why are you so good at this?
It's a humbling-ass moment.
Right. But now I came to another conclusion that I'm humble now, too, because y'all been smoking me on Call of Duty. So I'll just get y'all dubs in Warzone. Let's call it about that. It's
all right. Like I said, it's a lot of delusion amongst the fellas, bro.
So I'm gonna just, y'all woke up. Yeah. I had it for a long
time. To be honest, I just want to win too.
Yeah, bro.
I'm here for that.
Are we talking about tournament?
Nah, because we was talking about, y'all gotta play some other games, bro. I'm tired of playing on Call of Duty.
Yeah, we had a good.
There's nothing fun no more. Everything is, bro.
Multiverse is fun.
Listen, bro, it's not that.
Yeah, I fuck with that. Multiverse is pretty.
Listen,
good.
It's not that. No, everything else is fun. It's just that Call of Duty has it's, bro. That game is being worked on by scientists, bro. Nigga, so we victims of drug abuse, bro. This shit is addicting, bro.
It is, bro. Like you said, bro, it's a rush. It's that rush, bro.
Don't no game give you the feeling of getting a Warzone done, bro. It's no game that I play. I can hit a full court shot in 2K. That's tough. That Warzone W have my heart beating fast, bro.
Mm-hmm. It's the whole thing, the sequence from the build up, from the storm closing in.
Shit be playing I be having to piss so bad. I be like, yo, I'm about to piss on myself. Yeah, so Warzone is something else. That shit is potency. So it ain't that the other games ain't fun, it's just that they not giving you the same high. So if you put Call of Duty down for a few days and play something else, you're gonna be like, no, that shit was lit.
That dopamine crazy.
That shit was rushing, boy. we was on for 2 hours early and ain't win shit. We just kept playing, bro.
Damn, one more.
You should let me know how they got y'all dope.
Where was you at then, gang?
I'm not gonna hold you. I was tired, bro. Yesterday was a day, boy.
He was always tired.
He smoked his ass.
Yesterday was a day. Yo, that shit smoked me yesterday, bro.
I did too, bro. I was sore.
My legs, bro. I was like, bro, I stood up for 12 hours, bro. This shit is dirt.
I had the nerve to try to get up.
I would have sat down at the party for a little bit, too, bro. This shit.
I stood up the whole time, except for me on a cooler for 5 minutes, bro. That shit was trembling, my shit.
Now, yesterday was definitely a movie.
It was lit, though.
After we left Deja House, we
if you got something to eat. And I ain't gonna bet. I went to Wawa.
Oh, I'm about to say, I told you that's the only dinner that was open. It was Wawa.
Nah, she went to Wendy's 2.5.
Wendy's stay open that late over there?
At 3 o'clock.
Why you tell him that, bro? He about to be making late night trips.
Boy, I gotta get their nuggets, bro. That's a hit.
Money, yeah, bro.
We got
money,
two 8-piece nuggets.
What kind?
Regular.
Money,
no, half and half.
What was that? Half spicy.
He got 8 spicy. I got 8 regular.
Dang, you ain't try the new ones they got? The garlic charm or the honey barbecue?
No. I'm gonna tell y'all some shit right now. Non-controversial take. Only 3 fast food restaurants exist that got a drive thru. It's only 3. It's 3 places in the world that I'll drive through it. Everywhere else don't even exist.
Where?
Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's before 10:30 in the morning.
Before 10:30
I won't eat McDonald's after 10:30.
Yeah, before 10:30
What's that breakfast menu flips? I'm turning off the block.
Because I don't know what they put in that McGriddle, boy.
Bro, that shit. Nah, I don't give a fuck what it was in it. That shit.
That shit. Good.
Kill me, bro. I'm a happy one of them. I'm a happy one of them, bro.
It's just.
Them shits.
Beautiful. The egg and cheese
McGriddle. You said, huh?
Egg and cheese McGriddle.
Fuck out of here. Get the whole thing.
But nah.
Yo, no cap.
The McGriddle chicken.
That shit.
That's just it.
That shit is different, bro.
I went to McDonald's one time, and I got a Big Mac, but instead of the beef patty, I got the chicken patty. Shit was fire.
So what y'all eat at Wendy's though?
He said,
I only eat one thing at Wendy's too.
They new nuggets.
The number 4.
She got the
chicken sandwich.
The nuggets and the chili.
I don't be trusting these fast food restaurants meats, Paul's. Like,
she got the chili.
Where these meats be coming from, Paul's?
My favorite fucking fast food restaurants.
The fries get ass. Yeah, bro, you gotta say Paul's for everything.
Damn, bro. This generation is corrupted.
Talking about meats is crazy, bro. Like, see, without a pause, that shit is egregious, right? So that's why I gotta say it.
No, daddy.
Hey, bro.
Nah, yeah, Wendy's is definitely top tier. That Biggie bag.
What is that fucking shit made out of, bro? Because why can't nobody else afford to give away that much food for $5, bro?
I don't know.
What's in it?
I don't know.
What?
It's good. Like, good.
Oh, man.
It's great.
Like, they had like penny burgers or some shit. I'm like, bro, mm-hmm. That's.
Yeah, bro.
What is that, bro? That's moose meat, bro.
Moose meat is wild.
Something moose. Deer meat or something, bro. Because that shit is, bro. Cows take more. You can't give away cow for that. Cows must have been sick, bro. Every time cows get sick, they give away burgers for a quarter and shit. Get this shit off the shelves fast.
They give them away for a quarter. That ass, bro.
When the last time you had White Castle, bro?
It's been a minute.
Because it's still slapped, though. That's the crazy part. It never stops slapping.
I live right around the corner from one. I be trying my hardest not to go as often.
Because, like, the onion rings is undisputed the best onion rings in the game.
Yeah. Bro, I can't find nobody else that make fucking good onion rings. If I eat somebody else's onion rings, it'd be nasty, soggy.
White Castle onion rings is undisputed the best in the game. Bro, I never.
The chicken rings? Oh my God.
All right, there we go. The chicken rings. Yep.
I'm talking now.
There it is, my niggas. All right.
The chicken rings, my boy. This shit's be.
Niggas used to put crave cases away.
Yeah, I can see you there.
That shit make me want a crave case, bro. But knowing me, I go back. That shit gonna be $50, bro. Shit, they've been spiking, bro. They fucking with the sliders, bro.
It should be too cheap. I'm like, yeah, I can get another one of those.
Case, bro. I could put like 12 down before I even think about stopping. She's a little box star power. I be really building a castle out of the boxes, bro. Like,
yeah, nah, I can really throw down some white castle, bro. When I go there, my order, I gotta get a double cheese. Yo, y'all don't y'all gotta steam it. Y'all wild.
Yo, you remember McDonald's tried to kill us with them 50 and 100 nuggets and shit?
Is that them nuggets not made out of meat, bro? I'm just made out of some sort of like chicken oatmeal or something, bro. Like, shit, crazy. Shit.
Can't eat too much of that shit, bro.
Yo, they didn't even put the feathers in there. They just throw the whole
thing. They just blend it all up, bro. That shit nasty, bro. The only nuggets
I've made of chick oats.
Even Wendy's nuggets, bro. I'd be like, bro, I don't trust this shit, bro.
Could it be so good? But I'd be like,
bro. I don't even be fucking.
I can't eat like Wendy's spicy nuggets no more.
I like Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
Now I can't eat Chick-fil-A, bro. It's something. It tastes different, bro. Like they starting to get the
hits. It's not that.
They called the fucking McDonald's burger. He was like, "Yo, what's the recipe? What you grinding your chickens on?" That's what the fuck.
That's the thing, though. Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets not ground up. They cut.
Bro, bro, look at it now. Next time you go get it and just really eat it.
Yo, listen. Let me tell y'all something, right? Y'all like Chick-fil-A? Get the nuggets. And then just get a regular filet and taste the two. They both got different tastes, bro.
That's a big bag shit. You can taste two different kinds of chicken.
Bro, all right, listen. When you eat the chicken sandwich, bro, come on now. You know your taste buds tell you.
Duh, it tastes different. It got bread and lettuce in it.
Nah, no. Bro, listen. Y'all not listening. Don't eat it with the rest of the stuff. Eat it by itself. I know it sounds crazy, but just get a filet with nothing on it, and then just get the nuggets. I swear.
Yes, it's different part of the chicken. They make filets out of breast meat. They make nuggets out of thigh meat, bro. Like, it tastes different, dog. This is the point,
bro.
What I gotta
Deja's a chef. He'll tell you.
Yeah,
Thigh meat is softer. Mm-hmm. Thigh meat is softer, and breast. You know why? Because chickens don't fly, so they breast do a lot of working. It's just brawling. Listen, I'm telling you, their thighs be kind of soft. That's what they store fat at. So the thigh meat be softer. That's why you like cut up thigh meat to make like tacos, like chicken tacos. Cause it ain't, you don't want no, if you cut up breast meat, that shit gonna be like chewing well done steak, bro.
Yeah.
Breast meat.
In the seasoning, bro. That shit, not the meat. Not, yo, I gotta go back, bro. Now you got me thinking like, yo, am I going crazy? Let me try that shit again.
I'm not saying it's not wrong with it, but yeah, different parts of the chicken taste different, bro. It's different.
I agree with you. That is true.
It don't taste like
wing meat. Don't taste like chicken breast.
Chicken breast, word. He's not lying, bro.
Leg and a breast taste different.
Totally different, bro. Like, the texture of it be different, bro. Like,
yeah. I go through a chicken leg and like.
Bro, 10 seconds, bro. Should be gone, bro. I thought you'd be having to do surgery on this shit.
Bro, I'm like, I don't want this whole chainsaw shit.
Swear to God. I don't want this grease to my elbows. Like, damn, bro, I was in this shit, bro.
Stop.
That's why you gotta boil that shit. You boil that shit with your mouth.
We got a special guest appearance.
I hate boiling chicken unless I'm making soup.
I'm telling you. If you drain it though, bro, that shit gonna taste so fucking good, bro.
Yeah, bro, like boiled chicken is disgusting, bro.
Sometimes you gotta do that before you cook it on the grill.
You season it right, bro. I'm telling you, you season that bitch right.
Got pot boil it. Pot boil it.
No, let that bitch sit in the
motherfucker. They don't know, bro.
Let that shit sit in the pot. Put the motherfucking broth on that bitch. Put the seasoning.
Yeah.
You feel me? Leave that shit in for like 2 hours, fucking let it get real soft, bro. That shit gonna taste like everything, bro. She gonna be beautiful.
I don't like that.
I'm not taking it. I don't like boiled chicken, bro.
With that too, though. The only boiled chicken I like is when it's in soup. Just boiling chicken, just like here. You know, when you take a piece of boiled chicken, that should be just be looking all boiled and plain. That should be looking crazy.
That's why you don't put it water, nigga. You use broth, bro.
Broth ain't changing the color that shit. That shit, it is. Chicken be coming out gray as hell, bro. When you boil it,
I'm telling you,
that look dead. So,
boiled chicken look gray, bro. No gray chicken, bro. Like,
bro, this chicken is boiling in regular water, bro. It's broth, bro. I'm telling
you. All right, I'm gonna boil some chicken instead of your. I'm gonna boil it in a broth and be like, look, bro, this shit gray.
Oh, you gotta let that bitch sit.
This shit, the color of the newspaper and shit.
You know how to cook, so you know what you like, bro. So just go ahead and.
Yes, I like my chicken baked.
Fuck.
baked chicken, nigga. Y'all meaner with the y'all meaners on it? You nigga fucking, bro.
Y'all meaners?
Yeah, bro.
No, fuck that.
Back by motherfucking popular demand, y'all. For all in one podcast.
You say Buster, homie. All
in one. Y'all gonna be seeing a lot more of us, bro.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm feeling kind of good getting in front of this camera again. Shit, yeah. This shit feeling like I'm supposed to be here. I just got the y'all meaners in the mail. I'm about to y'all meaner those, like.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Like, I just ordered a couple type shits. Like, look, you see them down there, right? Yeah, like, we missed out on so much shit with y'all, bro. We could have talked about the Drake and Kendrick shit. That shit would have made elite content, bro. Because we, man, look, y'all, we back, bro. Discord need to find a way that I can record in there, bro. Because I be cooking y'all in there, bro. We don't never miss it.
Just to want y'all to know that. Sad. I changed my life around after Drake lost. He is no longer my favorite rapper right now. Until he get his shit together. DJ, you a bitch. But that's besides.
Real talk, bro. If we could have gave y'all those beatdowns, bro, we would have went platinum already, bro. I'm telling you. Talk about a dumbass nigga. We dumb, bro. I should have been finding the record button somewhere, bro.
Yeah, pop out in the show, nigga.
Next time, I'm about to make sure y'all can join the studio. Y'all start cooking up. Come cook up in here, bro.
And I just want to say, like, that nigga Kendrick Lamar is definitely a serial killer. I just want to let y'all know.
Nah, yeah, bro. That's the nigga you don't fuck with, bro. Especially if you got skeletons. If he was going to get somebody who really ain't had no skeletons, that could have just been like a lyrical like battle. But like, Drake got skeletons. Whether they true or not, he got some punching bag points right there. So you got things you can aim and hit. Boy, you do not need to be throwing rocks, man.
Yeah.
He throwing rocks in a glass house. Crazy.
Nah, but shout out to Drake though, because he fought back, but he's just he got handled. like I said, let me put this shit back on the leash, bro.
Kendrick,
I've been hearing Not Like Us 10 times a day on the radio, bro. Like, they be spinning. I still see niggas see walking on Instagram to that shit, bro.
Niggas don't even make music no more. I ain't had no new music after that, bro.
Right, bro. Like, I stopped listening to music, bro. That shit changed how I looked at this shit, bro. This shit just like the niggas ain't know Kendrick been quiet. They did not know that he was the Boston Celtics whole time.
Right, bro.
They did not know he was also the Boston Celtics. Like, that shit is tough. Yeah, bro. Word, bro. All the shit we missed, bro. I should just go back and just record it like it's new. Y'all wouldn't even know. The fans wouldn't know. I forgot to drop it, bro. Yeah, 10 episodes. Yep, I got 10 episodes coming. Lined up, right? Start talking about all old shit.
You just launched us up. He just lost us up. All right, fellas. Bro.
Like, cause we could have hold y'all forever, but we're not gonna do that. We're gonna try to keep y'all up to date on shit that's going on now. You know what I'm saying? Just like before, we're gonna try to get this shit busting on Sundays. So maybe by Mondays, I can have them episodes out there in the world for y'all ears so y'all can listen to while y'all catching a trolley to your grandmother's house or some shit. I don't know what y'all doing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Gotta see grandma.
Gotta see granny, man. But bro, this is the All in One podcast signing off. I don't even know what episode number this is. I promise you, I don't. It might be like 20, it might be like 22 though. Bro.
Nah, it's 23, 24.
You just said hella different numbers, bro.
22, 23,
24, 45, 30. Right, bro. Right. We signing off this bitch, man. All in One podcast. We gonna catch y'all next week, man. Peace.
Hun.